Nixon Library brings history to life at President's Day celebration. The Nixon Presidential Library and Museum in Yorba Linda, California, celebrated President's Day February 20 with day-long festivities with free pie, presidential reenactments, and half-off tickets. Visitors were greeted by president lookalikes of George Washington, Ulysses S. Grant, Abraham Lincoln, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and Andrew Jackson, each sharing memorabilia from the former leaders' lives, followed by their speeches in the twinkling, chandelier-lit White House East Ballroom replica. At Washington and Lincoln's tables, visitors touched the actual 8-pound cannonballs used during the Revolutionary and Civil Wars and learned about guns and pistols from each era, and appreciated other rare artifacts on loan from various museums across the country. During speeches, each actor discussed their president's noteworthy acts of heroism and decision-making, interspersed with humor. "I was forced into early retirement," Lincoln actor Robert Browski said when describing the late president's assassination to the laughing crowd. George Washington actor Gary Beard just celebrated his 25th anniversary portraying the first U.S. president at the event by handing out commemorative quarters to 400 lucky guests. "He enjoys so much, especially meeting people, telling stories, and celebrating with everyone," Beard's grandson and young Washington impersonator Jordan Mayer told the Epoch Times. According to Mayer, his grandfather has been grooming him to take over his role when he eventually steps back. Beard first began portraying Washington after being asked by former San Bernardino Mayor Bob Halcombe to perform in the city's bicentennial events in 1976, and has been portraying him at events in California ever since. President's Day brings the largest crowds of the year to the venue, according to the museum. "There are people that make it their tradition to bring their kids each year," spokesperson Joe Lopez told the Epoch Times. Residents and families began lining up nearly 2 hours before doors opened. Some were dressed in their patriotic best, including flag hats and shirts, and even Lincoln's beards and top hats. "Is my favorite event of the year," longtime docent Bob Thompson, who recently celebrated over 1,700 hours of volunteering for the museum, told the Epoch Times. "My favorite part is watching the actors. Their wealth of knowledge of the person they're portraying is extraordinary." The Nixon Library and Museum hosts historical events year-round, with a Vietnam War statue unveiling on March 29, as well as the 50th anniversary celebration of the homecoming of Vietnam prisoners of war May 23.